scene in the Shackle of Atarian. Kamara quickly, and I really did not do the Shackle of Atarian Kamara well, because I wanted to do with you Bittul Barov. But now let's Be'ezer Hashem go through the Shackle of Atarian well of the Gemara. Let's start all the way from the top. Amar le Rav Chananya le Rabba. Chananya says to Rabba, I agree with you that the halacha is that when it comes to Tukva Kohen, there you're going to be correct, that Tukva Kohen is Motziyim Miyado. There's a price that supports you. Hasfekos nechnasim l'dir l'saser. If you have these fakes that go into the corral for Meisim. And you could use the suffix. So you have a suffix where the coin's entitled to it, you can use it. And if you're going to say Tukva Kohen, Emotino Samiyado, that the Kohen grabs it, that the halacha is that you can't take it out of his hand. Amay nechnasim l'dir. Why is it that you allow this suffix to be counted? He's using the money of the coin. And we were masbir in detail already in the past. What does it mean? Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, well, that's not a riot. This is not a case of nimtza poter mono shel koin. Imishum holo tisiyai. Here you would not have a proof. Lamar. And here we're talking. We're going to Lesloi Elatisha that he only has nine. Vuhu de manav shach, and then I can employ him a manav shach, and there it wouldn't be considered poter mono mono shel koin. Ibar chiyuv vuhu, because if the animals are bar chiyuv, shapir kamaaser. Then in such a case, the Meiser is fine. In other words, if the coin's not entitled to it, so then it's mine, Yisrael. So then in such a case, the Meiser works. And if it's not a Bar Chiyuv, so then, and it belongs to the coin, so then you don't have a Raya in terms of Tukva Kohen. Then Abaye reneged on what he just said. Lav mil sehida amri. My raya is not a raya. The sveka la barisuri, because in general, when you have an animal that's a suffix, that animal is not subject to maaser behema. And I'll prove it to you from a dramatic case. Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rashi uses the word, there's 1,000 animals over here. Disnan, we learn in Bechoyres, kafatz echon min haminuyin l'saychon. If one of those that were already counted jumped inside the entire mixture of animals, Pturin, lucky is that they are Pturin. There's no Meiser Behema. And if you're going to say that the fact that there's one, that there's a suffix over here. What's the suffix? That one of the animals has been already counted. And if you're going to say that despite the fact that there's a suffix, you still need to take off Meiser Behema, La'aser Mimanav Shach, in such a case, you should do Mimanav Shach. Di'ibar Chiyuvu, Shapir Maser. If this animal that's passing through is a bar chiyuv, and I count it as the 10th, beautiful, it's a bar meiser. V'lav bar chiyuvu, and if the 10th animal that came through is the kofatz echad min amenuyim, it's nachayiv meiser beima, niftar b'minyan haroi, then all the other animals are going to become exempt because of minyan haroi, which Rashi is going to explain in a moment. Because Rava said that even though, just in one sentence before we see Rashi in detail, Rava taught us that if you have a minyan haro'i, so then that means that as long as I was counting in an appropriate manner, and let's say animal 10 is the one that is not chayiv ma'aser, and therefore I'm making an error when I take off the 10th one, because this 10th one is min ha-menuyon, has already been counted. Nevertheless, 1, 2, and 9, all the way through, are now potter, and I'm not going to have a problem anymore. Why? That's called minyan haro'i. As Rashi is going to teach us, that when you, as long as you're doing a legal count of 1, 2, 3, 4, the fact that the 10th wasn't the legal hafrasha is not going to affect the halacha. D'amar Rava mina roi patur ella mayis lechameimar. So rather, what are you going to say? Why is it that the halacha is a kofetz echamin aminuyin kulam turin? What's the problem? Asiri vaday amar rachman velo asiri safek. The problem must be that you can't take off an asiri that's a safek. You can't take off an asiri that's a safek. So hachanami asiri vaday amar rachman velo asiri safek. So too over here, we should evoke the rule of asiri vaday and not asiri. We evoke the rule of asiri vaday and not asiri safek. So let's chazer the chadgadya. So what happens is like this. If we're going to say asiri vaday amar rachmana velo asiri safek, then you can't give the pshat that Abaye had originally given. Abaye said, we don't have a raya from Asfekis Nechnas and Lathir Lishaser. The reason why we don't have a raya from that case is because that might be a case where there's 9 bar chiyuv and there's 1 suffix. Says Abaye, now I see that I'm wrong. Because if that's going to be a case of a suffix, then the halacha would be that you'd be potter. There wouldn't be Meiser Behemot. You have 10 animals here, you really only have 9. What do you mean? Because if one of them's a safek, then there isn't a chiyuv Meiser Behemot. So then my dechia does not work. And if my dechia does not work, then I come back to the halacha of asfekis nechnasin ledir lizaser. And there we're seeing that the guy is going to be poter b'mono shel kohen, which is impossible. The guy can't be poter b'mono shel kohen, as we were masbir in the past. What that means, poter b'mono shel kohen, for without the lomdus and the pnei Yoshua, just the pashup shot is, if the kohen's entitled to it, then he's using the kohen's money. So then it must be that the kohen's not entitled, and we end the Zman with Halacha Lemaisa, the Gemara's conclusion. Takva Kohen Motzino Samiyado, except the Rambam is strange, and we already have, we had backwards, the Reb Chaim Tzvi's Teretz in the Rambam with the Machne Ephraim. But this is the Maskana, that we have a proof from this Braisa, Halacha Lemaisa to Mesusa, that we'll have to continue Bezer Hashem down the line. Bezer Hashem. But for now, this is the Maskanas HaGemara, and that's the Chagadya in Abaye. Now, the Rashis over here are not easy to read. So let's, in fact, we were fighting a little bit about how to read these Rashis. So let's take a look at to go through all the Rashis, Bezer Hashem, methodically. I know some of the Rashis I'm a supuk about as well. Let's go through the Rashis, and then Bezer Hashem, I do want to get to Taisa, I want to get to Taisa Rosh, and I want to share with you what our great Rabbeim also added in regards to, we'll have our second installment in Halacha of whether milk is kosher, that all emerges from Bavitzia, that the Beis, as well as other places in Yoredeya, and then in Mirtz Hashem, I hope to come back tonight. Tonight, aside from the 10-minute muster, we're also having a food for the soldiers that are going into the army after that. Mirtz Hashem. Okay, so let's Bezer Hashem take a look at Taisus. Lepatro b'minya, Rashi, excuse me. Let's take a look at Heliga Rashi. Says Rashi. Lav milsehid amri. So Rashi says like this, Abaye had said that what I said is not correct. Devadai sayati hilamar. It for sure is a proof. In other words, our original proof is a for sure a proof. The ihavit sad schila kohen beimi safek. That we had said that if the kohen has a tzad schia, vishtakach the kol hanitlon safek. Chayavim b'maiser, Savik ain't chayavim. This point that I had made, that if we had said that there was a Safik, lao hay havitzarech lesrinu, kideka amrit, you wouldn't have had to do it, lesrin manshach. The so-called Safik, chayiv Savik potter, la bari surininu, fa'afilu echadikal meimar mamanushach, even if you're going to have a mamanushach. You know what? Let's go back. Let's go back even to the Isalka Daita before that, because we didn't read the other Rashi. We're up to Rashi Isalka Daita. Says Rashi four lines into the middle line. If we're going to say that the Kohen has the right to be able to be Zoch, that was the Gemara's argument. So he said, Lamar. He said back to Lamar, Rabba, Shu Rabba. He said to Rabba, his Rebbe, Abaye's argument is we have 9, or we have 10. So if there's 10 and the coin's not entitled, beautiful. But if it's not a bar chiyuv, or you say it's not a bar chiyuva, and then it's also not a problem. But you don't have to bring a raya for the halacha of asveikis nechnas on the dir le'saser. You don't have to bring a raya, excuse me, for the halacha of takfa kohen. So then he said, la milsi dam riyab chozer, devadai siyati hilamar. Because for sure it is a raya. Because if the Kohen would have a right to it, Vishtaka the call Hanitloim Safi Chayovim Maisa Safi Gain Chayovim, and we were only talking about 10. Lo Avitzar Chlas Renu. Then in such a case, you wouldn't have to take off Maisa Kidaka Amrin. You would not be able to say like you had suggested, the call Safik Chayiv Safik Potter, because even though you want to argue to be Mafresh Mamanusha, you're not going to be Chayiv to be Mafresh Mamanusha. There's no Chiyuv to be Mafresh Mamanusha because it's a Safik. And he proves it from Kafat Echad Min Amenuyin. If we were talking about taking off Meiser, the sheep, the Hischil Limnos, so this is the case in Bechoros, and he begins to count. Kishal Yu Yotzim Bepesach Hadir, Va'ad Shalo Higia La'asara. So we have a fellow that's beginning to count, and he hasn't reached 10. And kafatz mid echad min amenuyin l'soch hadir vein makiro. So let us be as specific as possible. So here you have a pen, okay, and you're counting out the behemos. So you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and now one of them, after you counted, jumped back into the pen. Okay, that was the case over here. That one of them jumped back in. So the halacha is, Veinu Makira, I don't know who he is, which animal it is. Kulan Pturim, all that are Pater, Bein Osa Shiyatsu, Bein Osa Shibaso Chadir. Including the ones that had gone out, and those who are still in the corral. Vafilu Hein Elef. And even if there are 1,000, so you have one min amenuyin that jumps in, then it makes everything potter. And again, the point of the Gemara is that we see that if you have one suffix in 1,000, it's going to be potter. Why? Because once you have one min amenuyin, so then he's not chayiv. Explains Rashi. So here, in my edition, there's a period right over here. Vafilu hein ela. That's how I have in my edition. How many of your editions have a period? Your edition also has. Your same Gemara as me. Has a period. My Gemara, not me. This, the Fus, Narda, has a period. So that's one of the things, you have a comma. Who's the Ozvader had, there was a time Ozvader had a comma. There is another way to read Rashi. And the other way to read Rashi is Bein Osen Sheyotsu Bein Osen Shebeso Chadir Vafilu Hein Elef Sheyotsu Pturim either Mishum or Shehem. The Marshal says Mishum Sheyotsu Pturim Mishum Minyan Aroi they're going to be potter because of minyan aroi. So I'm not sure which is, whether there we could prove that one of these ways of reading are right and one of these readings are wrong. But the Talmidim got stuck where to put the comma. The Biurei Rashi in the Masifta puts the comma on Vafilu Einel of Sheyotsu, not the way I have it in my Gemara. Vafilu Einel of Sheyotsu. The other way of reading it is as we originally read it, and that is Bein Osen Sheyotsu Bein Osen Shebesel Chadir Vafilu Einel. The problem is that according to the way we had read it originally, the shin, sheyatsu, is difficult. Sheyatsu. The sheyatsu is strange. Sheyatsu mishum minyan aroi. The sheyatsu are pturim mishum minyan aroi. What's the sheyatsu if you're putting a period beforehand? So therefore, I'm going to go, not like with my Gemara, I'm going to go with the Masifta, but there are two ways of reading it. I want to hear what you have to say. And that is that we're going to go right now. Our working shot is going to be Bein Osen Shiyatsu, Bein Osen Shebesel Chadir, Vafilu Hein Elef Shiyatsu, Pturin Mishum Minyan Aroi. That even if you have a thousand that have come out because one jumped in, now all of those are going to be Potter from Maaser Behema. That's the way to read one way of reading Rashi. Okay. Let's hear Ha'aros. Eliezer Shlomo Yodo Ala El Yona, because he was the first one who raised it to me in Seder. Go ahead.
We often showed you that his addition, Hagas Yoni, switches it. I mean, he adds in the word Oson before Shiyotsu, so that might clarify why.
Very good. Very good. If you're going to add, as Agos Yunim adds, Fafilu Ein Elef, you put a period over there, like the first way I had read it, not the second way, which was my maskana, and that goes and siunim adds osan shayatsu, so then it would actually read, and in a way, then it makes a lot of sense. In other words, ben osan shayatsu, ben osan shebesel chadir v'afilu hein elef, period, osan shayatsu pturin. What I'm going to write inside of my Gemara is that there's a lot that's not here. Ayin ba goes and siunim. Okay, good, I'm a kabel. What do you think is the right way, Eliezer Shlema?
I think the way that with the period after he and Ellen.
Okay, the first way I read it, not the second way. My maskana was the second way, that the Biurei Rashi and the Masifta reads it that way.
It's also hard to say that, like, now you have to explain, like, what's Rashi saying, that this case is where a thousand, what, they didn't think.
No, the point... No, the point is that these, yeah, now you were Yosef, Maaser Behema, on all the thousand that went out. Rabosa, you see, by the way, in the way we learn, we have to do everything. We have to know basic kolam in Yaradeya. If Tosis wants us to know basic kolam in Yaradeya, and we have to be Masik Shreitz to live with the Ilchasa, and then we have to also get our hands dirty in how to read, where to put the comma and where to put the period. Both are, if you do one without the other, then you're not learning well. You're not learning well. You have to do both. You have to know what you got to follow Taisus' lead, and you got to follow Rashi's lead. You have to do both in learning. But we also have to cover ground, so that means I can only take another couple of questions. Gedalia, go ahead.
Just two difficulties that if you're going to read on people head Elif Shigatsu.
Yes.
Is that the first one, the Rashi right before it says the Achimol Gidalah Sara. So it says it couldn't be that 1,000 came out, because the Rashi right before that said only not even 10 came out. But it makes sense if you say that there's 1,000 left in the deer because they didn't come out.
No, but I disagree. I disagree. I think I disagree. Until you prove me wrong. Over here we're talking about the Kofatz Min HaMenuyah. The first Rashi is talking about that I counted seven came out, right? Now one of those seven jumped back in, right? So now you could read Rashi that either the 1,000 in the pen are mutter, or the 1,000 out of the pen are going to be mutter.
Actually, the 1,000 already came out. The 1,000 already are inside. The 10th one was already done 100 times. People that are already higher.
I'm not following. Let Gedalia continue. I'm not following your point.
The Rashi just before said that.
Yeah, let's read Rashi again together. Let's read it from the beginning again. Kofatzecha min ha-minuyim, one of them jumped at, one of the minuyim, hoyim ha-yisir tzolayim, v'yischilim nos kisha yotzen pesach adir. Va'ad shalo yigi al ha-asara, he didn't reach the number 10. So he jumped in. Now how many were inside? Wait. How many were inside of the pen? We don't know. Could be 1,000. Could be 1,000. But and Rashi could then be saying either these 1,000 that you're going to count are going to be okay, or in the next Rashi, or Rashi could be saying the 1,000 that come out are going to be okay. Let Gedalia talk.
The one that jumped back inside was numbers either 1 through 9.
Right.
And now the next Rashi says, Beino San Shiyatsu, Beino Tan Shiyatsu, Vafilu had Elf Shiyatsu.
No.
That means that even if 1,000 came out.
No, so I'm learning, Vafilu had Elf Shiyatsu, that even if there are 1,000 that will eventually come out, you find that difficult.
And what's the difference between whether they're what? Inside or something?
Yatsu.
Right. Shiyatsu. Right now, no, Sheyatsu, past tense, now we want to know what the halacha is going to be. But I accept. So Gedalia is saying like this. Gedalia is saying, I accept your point. It's not impossible. It's not a stira. But Gedalia is pointing out that in the previous Rashi, we had learned that only 7 had come out. And now in this Rashi, we're talking about 1,000 coming out. So my answer is that we want to know Afilu Ein Elef Shiyatsu post facto. And Gedalia is saying, but then this tense is the same. So then Lechura, we're talking about the same amount that had come out originally. So that's a raya to the original way of reading it. Again, I don't think it's a pircha. I don't think it's a pircha because you could say Vafilu Ein Elef Shiyatsu. What Rashi is just saying is that there are, now I want to know la halacha where 1,000 comes out. But you're right that the tenses between the two Rashis don't flow as well together. I'll take one more hara and then we'll move on. Max.
If 1,000 already came out, then
you're right. You called him Grant because I called him Max. Baruch David. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
If 1,000 already came out,
yes.
Isn't like let's say the one that's coming out now is 1,000, whatever, 6, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Isn't every 10th one between 10 and 1,000 already chive? How do you say it's positive? Your account resets every time 10 comes out.
Oh, that's Tysus' kasha. You're asking a separate kasha.
I'm saying, how could it be that?
I'm saying that's Tysus' kasha. You're going to see, Tysus is going to ask a kasha, and someone will answer. What you're asking, I think, is Tysus' kasha. Let's continue on. Still a lot to do. Vafilu Ein Elef. So let's go. Let's say Gedalia proved it to me. She yatsu pturin minyan haroy. She kishimanon haminyan roy lahashlim. When he counted it, it's a minyan roy lahashlim. And we learn in a different sugyan beforos. The minyan aray poiter. The minyan aray is enough to be poiter. And those that are inside the corral are poiter. Mishum zeh muruv. The chol asher yavor tachas hashevet amar achmana. The gzeres hakosav is that it has to pass under the shevet. But if it's already passed under, even if it's 1,000, if you're going to say the manshach, this is a very interesting expression in Rashi. I got stuck in it. What's Rashi trying to say over here? If you're going to say that a man of shach in the case of 9 do meiser, that maybe he's doing ketorah of a mitzvah, in other words, that there is 10 here in his chayiv, nasrinu, lahanach the betoch adir, a man of shach, call yud sheyotzin, im meiser shlen, barchilu kiroi, you could go and shalo yotza, osa kofetz, osocho, shapir kamarser. So maybe all 10 of them are chayiv. Vilav barchiyuva, but if it's not a barchiyuva, Kigon osan asar sheyatzah zelasochan ve'ein asir shalem meiser. In other words, one of them over here is min haminuyin nifteru min haMeiser b'minyan haRoy. The other 9 are going to be potter b'minyan haRoy. Shekishemana echad beis gimol hayibedir tolem harbe shein ruin lahashem upotter minyano. Here, Rabosai, is a fascinating chakira. What's behind this Zeres HaKasul is what creates the Chalos Meiser Behema. Does the Chalos Meiser Behema create it that I did mitzvahs Meiser Behema? by counting a tenth? Is that Maisa Behema? Or is Maisa Behema that I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? L'chura, the halacha minyan aroi, is saying that by simply counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that might address your question, by counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, m'meila, it has a din of minyan aroi, and I counted it. So even if the 10th is not ma'aser be'ema, it's not that the 10th is matir the other 9. Not that the 10th is matir the other 9. By simply doing a minyan aroi, that's going to be enough. That's what the halacha minyan aroi, that's how Rashi seems to be saying it. I'm sure that if we were doing b'chayrus when vav nun tes, that would be a lamda shenyan about how to understand minyan aroi. That's how Rashi seems to be saying this. D'amar Rava b'chayrus nun tes minyan aroi patur hayilo eser tlaim umana chamesh umeisachamim. So the example in b'chayrus is that you counted 5, one of them died. Umeis echad min she'ena minuyan ha-minuyan pot piturin. If you count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, those 5 are potur. The she'ena minuyan mitstarf in the goren acher she'od lo tzloim. But that which you didn't count, that you have to goes into another gora. Actually, it gives man a gora. You start from the meilu. Aba menuyim pturim b'minyan aroi. The yalef lo me'asher yavar v'lo shekfar avar. The mishaover tachas hashevet v'lo ala biyadu laser. Shuv ein maviro pamacheres kishodol tzon nitzarif v'mohem. So once I've counted it, that's going to be enough. So these are the Rashi's. The Torah needs that we do asiri vaday, v'lo hitzrich la'aser as hasafek, and you don't need to do ma'aser on the safek. V'chol asiri shebikan safekein, and all these 10 are safek. Shafilu yotza aptur v'chamishi shulein asiri kari asiri alitshi shaptur ein min aminyan. So the case of 9 is the case of safek, and they're all going to be potur. And therefore, as we say, kavetz min aminuyan, the halacha is that it must be that it's asiri safek, and that's why you're going to be patur. So too, when it comes to our case, by the 9, you cannot give abayis dechia, and we have the original raya. Let's take a look at Tosas. The patro b'minyan aroi. Asks Tosos, Tema. Dahacha loy shayach minyan aroi. Over here, minyan aroi is not shayach. The loy shayach elahecha the ain ki im asara. Vehischel limnois, umeisecha man, vein kan asara. So I don't need to be masbir this to you because this we already saw in Rashi. And that is, we saw in Rashi that Rashi says that when you have. When you've counted 5, even if the 6th dies, then you're going to be potter. Those 5 are going to be potter. There ain't kind of asara, and there isn't asara. Afilu hachi pturin, but nevertheless pturin osa shiyatsu. V'lo yitzdarfu l'goren acher. Those that have gone out are potter, and they will not join another goren to be chayv. Kivan shetchilas yitziyasan hayiroi l'hashlam aminim. Since when they came out, they were roi lahashlam aminim. V'amevin yavin, this I didn't prepare. Let me learn with you. How did Taisa say the halacha of minyan haroi? How did Taisa say it? Taisa said, kivan shah yaroi lahashlam. Somebody could do some research. Rashi didn't say it exactly this way. How did Rashi say it? Well, Rashi did say Hayaruyim LaHashlim, but he also said Keshe Keshe Mana Aleph Beis Gimel. Rashi also said that when he's counting 1, 2, 3. So what's the Vart? Is the Vart is that it was Roy LaHashlim? Or is the Vart that he counted it? That he counted each one? I don't know. I wonder if there's a difference between the two. But Nachzor L'Inyaneinu, Tosa says, Kivan shetchilas yitziyasna yiroi l'ashem aminyin, aval hocha sheyesh be'eder harbe yashlim aminyin v'yeh asiri. V'yud Aleph Kodesh. So the translation over here in Tosas Aval Hacha. Aval Hacha now is Tosas says, Ein anidon domel araya. He doesn't understand the Gemara. Minyan Aroi is not appropriate over here. And I'm going to read to you Tosas' words, and you're going to tell me what Tosas is asking. Aval Hacha, but over here, Sheyesh be'eder harbe, there are many in the flock. Yashlim aminyan v'yayasiri v'yad Aleph Kodesh. Here, you could be continue counting and say the 10th and the 11th are both Kodesh. Are you all bothered? Asiri Vate Velo Asiri Safek. But that's the Maskanas HaGemara. We're now in the Hava Mina. So in the Hava Mina Gemara, we don't have Asiri Vate Velo Asiri Safek. So V'ye Asiri. V'yid Aleph Kodesh. V'yikra l'shneyam asiri misafek. Im yesh banu b'neim lav. V'chein yasa b'chol achad asar. And do that with all 11. Uba achron shlo yishar asar yitzar ful l'gorin acher. So, what was the Gemara's raya that we say asiri vadei v'lo asiri safek? The Gemara's raya was you have a meman of shach. If you have kafet zechel min amunuyin, you could be yotzei with a minyan haroi. And why do we say kulam pturim? Asks Tosas, no, here it's different because you could do a 10 and 11. Could anybody explain to me what Tosas' kash is? I remember when I learned this the first time, I had a very, very hard time understanding Poshup Shat. What's the Poshup Shat in Tosas' kash? Yes, Yisrael?
Why does the Gemara say that on the second time Marsha, that if it's not a bar suru, then it doesn't matter because anyways the ones you can do is not in your life. That's not true. Marsha should have said a better solution than Marsha. You count in groups of 11, and then you make out of something the 10th and 11th, Meiser, and you keep on doing that until you get to no more. So let's say you have like 8 lives, and then you start with the next animals that are born. Once you do that 11, you won't have any spaces left.
Good. What you just did, you said over Tosas, but I think there's a punch in what Tosas is saying that you didn't emphasize. And you guys tell me if I'm wrong. It seems to me that Tosas said, again, starting with what Yisrael just said, that over here, you could count 10, 11, and then solve all the problem of the Sveikos. And then the Gemara comes along and says, oh, it must be Asiri Vadevlo Asiri Safek, and we go Chabayi's original riot. But if that's so, ask Tosos, and here's the part that Yisrael didn't emphasize, that's not called Minyan Haroi. Here, why should you be poter him the Minyan Haroi? What do I mean, why should you be poter him Minyan Haroi? Here, Minyan Haroi is not relevant. What is Minyan Haroi? What Minyan Haroi is that Minyan Haroi says as follows. It says that when you have a case in where you can't count 10, you can't count 10. So in a case of where you can't count 10, because one of them has died, the first 5 are potter because when you started, it was Roy Lahashlim. That's Minyan HaRoi. Over here, you're not going to do Minyan HaRoi. Here, you have 1,000 animals. So then you're just going to count regular, 10, 11, both being basafik. That's not Minyan HaRoi. So Yisrael is right that Tosas is asking, why don't we say 10, 11? But Tosas is saying that Minyan HaRoi is only appropriate when you have less than 20. Let's talk about even 10. Less than 10 animals, you had exactly 10, and then one of them died. And when you counted the first 5, that was a minyan haroi, but now you're stuck. But over here, you're not stuck. Here, count 10, 11. That linear site, Yisrael, you need to add to what you had said. That the term minyan haroi is only appropriate when you have 10 and one of them dies. And this is not a case of minyan haroi. Because over here, you have 1,000. Just do 10, 11. That's Tosas' kasha. Good? You hear? That's what Tosas' kasha is. It's entirely misuse of Minyan HaRoi. Yeah. comes along the Tosis Harash, and the Tosis Harash attempts a teretz. Tosis, these last two Tosis in are both examples where Tosis doesn't give a teretz to his kasha, and the Tosis Harash does. Can I borrow someone's kovex? I left mine downstairs. Thank you very much. Says a Taisis Harash. Who gave Chazar Ashir last week? Yisrael. Reb Chaim Tzvi, do you want to do this week? He's getting ready for Pesach. You have no idea what it means. Mirtz Hashem, you'll all know in the right time. But you're not going to get the way after Pesach. So let's see. Eliezer Shlomo, you want to take one crack at it before Shana Gimel starts, or you want to wait for Shana Gimel? You wait till Shana Gimel, Mirtz Hashem. Wait till Shana Gimel. Avi, you also wait for Shana Gimel? Okay, but Shana Gimel, I'm not going to let you get away with it. Avram! You haven't done it once this year, right? It's a tough sugya. Okay, after Pesach, Mirtz Hashem. You want to try, Yonatan? Beautiful. You won me over with that smile on that sugya. I'm convinced that you'll have siyata d'shmaya. Okay, mamish, the enjoyment that the Yonatan's had that day, and it was beautiful. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's take a look on the bottom of Vav. Days in the Tosas Harash. It says the Tosas Harash. Rabbeinu Vilo Niftere B'minyan Haroi. Kasha. Heich Yifteru B'mamen Haroi. V'alo Yesh B'dir L'hashlam Aminyan Hachi. V'hachi Havilei L'meimar. Excuse me. V'alo Yesh B'dir L'hashlam Aminyan. V'hachi Havilei L'meimar. I think that the Tosas Harash really spells that. The Tosas Harash learns like me. Of course, I'm going to say he learns like me. So Tosa Rush is Masbir like me. And I think he says Tosis is Kasha in a way that's sharper than the words of Tosis himself. Again, let's take a look at his words. Kasha, heyach yifteru b'minyin haroi, v'alo yesh b'dir l'hashlim haminyin. In the deer, there's enough to be mashlim haminyin. V'hachilei l'havilei l'meimer. And therefore, what would have been appropriate here is nasrinu m'manashach. And therefore, it seems to me that he's assuming that this whole concept of minyan aroi doesn't make sense when you already have 10 or 11. V'rabbeinu Meir Tiritz, remind me, so I'll come back to you. V'rabbeinu Meir Tiritz, the kol asher yovar amar rachmana v'loy shekvar ovar. The whole minion sh'avar bo echad pamayim kol ma shemona v'shon ve'elech arasara eino minion. The Gzeres HaKosav kol asher yavar tells us kol asher avar v'lo shekvar avar, that you can't count them twice. And if now in my group of 10, I have one of them that has already been counted, then my whole counting of 10 is lost. It's all messed up. The expression in the poskim is nifsecha hachavila. The whole bundle has now fallen apart. The chol minyan shavar bo echa pamayim. Everything afterwards, ad asara, ain't a minion, is not counted. And if I knew that the mina minuyon is the seventh or eighth, ain't lo l'sayim odacheshman ad asara, then I can't finish it. The kivan de oso shekfar avar yotza. Because once the one that left, that was already counted, has gone out, hifsik haminyan, then the minyan has to stop. What was the premise of Tosis' Kasha? The premise of Tosis' Kasha was that you should count 10 and 11. The 10th might not be the right one, because one of the first 10 might be Min HaMenuyan, and then you have 11, so you should be Magdish 10 and 11 Misafeg. They should go to the Kohen. But that would be problematic, because if it's number 7 or 8 that had jumped back, that was the one that jumped back, then the number 9, let's say call it number 8. Number 8 was the one that number 9 and number 10 and number 11 are not part of the original count. Because once 8 doesn't work, then 9, once 8 is not 8, then 9 is not 9, and that 10 is not 10, and 11 is not 11. You hear that? This happens to remind me, I didn't prepare this, but I think in Tavshin Samach Zayin, when we learned this sugyas, I said over the Tshuvas Onig Yom Tov, that the Onig Yom Tov brings a raya from the sugya of Asiri Vadai, that the halacha is that you need to have, for something to be called a count, al pi dinei Torah, no, not the Onig Yom Tov. The Onig Yom Tov has another important tshuva we discussed. Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram writes in his tshuvas that when you're counting al pi dinei Torah, you can't count misafek. You cannot count misafek. It's a nafkamina in Sviras HaOmer. Because the Baal Amor asks in the end of Pesachim, why don't we count Sveika de Yoma when it comes to the Omer, right? In Chutzlaritz. So they count the second night of Pesach as the first day of the Omer. That doesn't make any sense. You go to the Seder and you're counting the first day of the Omer. According to the Bible, if it's the Seder night, then it's not the first day. Then the next night is. So it's a very, very strange thing. When it comes to Sviras HaOmer, we don't count Sveika de Yoma and Chutzlaritz. Big, big, big problem. So the Baal Amor already asked this question. So Dvar Avram says you're right. Really, you should count the Sveika de Yoma. But when it comes to numbers, you can't count Misafek. If you say tonight might be 1 and tonight might be 2, then that's not a minion anymore. It's not called a Sphira. Also has Nafkaminas and Hilchos Shiva Nekiim. When a woman counts her 7 clean days, she can't count Misafek. So the Dvar Avram brings a raya from our sugya. And in our sugya, we have this concept over here. It needs to be Asiri Vadei, not Asiri Safek. So now the same applies to what the Tosa Rush is saying. The Tosa Rush is saying that if at any moment now you're going to hit the place where you believe that there's a Safek, so you can't call the other ones, there's one way to be Mazir Tosa Rush. You can't call this 9. You can't call it 9. Because now you're Mesupak. So it's not 9. It might be 8. You say, oh, don't worry. I'm going to call 10, 11. That hasn't solved it. It's not 9. It's not 10. It's not 11. Maybe all that's part of the... That's all part of the Xeris HaKosov. So two parts of Xeris HaKosov. Number one, you need a Chalois on the 10th. Number two, you need Yavar Tachas HaShevet, says the Tosis HaRosh, that this halach is that it needs to be a minion vadai. And if it's hifzik a minion, then you're going to be stuck. The kivan the osa shikvar over yotza hifzik a minion yaskum misham ve'elchal beis gimel dal kibet chila. Helka chila bar chiyuvu shiyatz b'shviyav shvi. Bein osam shiyatz lefan of bein shiyatz acharav nifter b'minyan aroi. So if I know the first 5, then that's called minyan aroi. But afterwards, I don't. So that's the pshat over here. It says of Tosa Rush. That's the answer to Tosas' kasha. That's the answer to Tosas' kasha. Tosas l'chur asked a kasha to do 10 of 11. To which the Tosa Rush says, no, because if you're going to do 10, 11, that means you're assuming that one of these is the safek. If one of these is the saf, is it one of these is the kafats? One of these is the kafats. If one of these is the kafats, so then the minion has to start again from fresh. And that's why you don't have Tosis' Eitzah. If you don't have Tosis' Eitzah, so now what are we assuming? So now we're assuming the only way to be Masbir the Gemara is to be masber the Gemara that it's working as a minyan haro'oi, like the Gemara itself said. That the halacha should be that it should be potur as a minyan haro'oi. The Gemara can't suggest any other possibility. The only psul that the only possibility is to suggest the minyan haro'oi. The suggestion of 10 and 11, that's not going to work because there'll be nifsak haminyan. So the only suggestion then of the Gemara is minyan haro'oi. Maybe Tosas doesn't like Lashon Ulai. Maybe Tosas doesn't like the Tosas Harosh's pshat because Tosas is going to say, fine, you can't give your Ukimta. You're right, Tosas Harosh, you're right, you can't give the Ukimta of 10-11 because of the problem that you just that you said. But at the end of the day, it's different than the case of Minyan Haro'i. Maybe the only time Minyan Haro'i works is when you counted and everything was Ro'i Lahashlim. But over here, it's not Ro'i Lahashlim. Why is it not Ro'i Lahashlim? Because at the end of the day, there's a Safek over here. So if there's a Safek, and you're going to get to 10 and 11, it was never Roi Lahashlim in the first place. To which Atoza Rosh is going to say back, that since you're able to do 10 and 11, that in itself is considered Roi Lahashlim. And the only problem is going to be that it's a suffix. That's going to be the only problem. The only problem is that it's going to be a suffix. So Toz leaves off with a kata crunch. I'm just struggling what the Nekuda Samachlok, the Toz, the Russian Tosis is. But the crunch, what Tosis asks is, at the end of the day, Minyan Haro'ui is not an issue over here because you should be able to count the 10th and 11th. To which the Tosis HaRosh says that you can't do the 10th and 11th, because the moment in which the suffix is going to come out is the moment in which the number has to stop. And we were masbir that the reason that is because that there is a halacha that you need to have a definite, you need to have a definite count. Now, you'll ask me on my pshat on Toz HaRosh, but that's the Gemara's Seris HaKosav Asiri Vadai below Asiri Safek. So I want to answer and say as follows. Asiri vadai velo asiri safek is halacha in the 10th. Right? But mehechi tesi 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 also has to be betoris vados. That the rush was mechadesh. That the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 also has to be betoris vados. And that we explain based on the Dvar Avram. Now that Dvar Avram is actually a very, very interesting tshuva. The Dvar Avram there gives us a beautiful mahalach, and he quotes our sugi as well by Asiri Vadai and not Asiri Safek. And then the Dvar Avram concludes that he doesn't, that he's not sure if this teretz is correct, because the Baal Amor by Sviris Omer, because the Baal Amor never gave that teretz. Since the Baal Amor never gave that teretz, he says the Baal Amor must have thought of this idea. The Baal Amor also knew our Gemara Asiri Vadai and Asiri Safek. Therefore, he says he backs down because the Baal Amor didn't give such a teretz. Rabbi Braunschweigel used to say this, once upon a time, this is what Musar Shmuz used to be. Rabbi Braunschweigel said over, in a Musar Shmuz, he said over this Torah. And then he said, this Torah is a very powerful Musar. Nowadays, you have to try to entertain people in Musar. Once upon a time, the Rabbi didn't think about entertaining people. Skanu Adoros. So Rabbi Braunschweigel said that this is a very, very powerful Muslim, that the Dvar Avram said it must be that there must be some problem with my pshat if he didn't see any source in it in the Rishonim. And there must be something wrong with it. So he spoke about that when we think we have a nice idea, there needs to be a tremendous hispatlus to the people who came before us who are much much greater than us. Usually, if you'll notice, when we learn, we're not trying to say things new. What we're trying to do is explain. We're trying to explain to defend Tosis, to explain Tosis Rush. What's the to say something new? We try not to do that because in general, if it wasn't said before by Gedolei Torah, then there could very well be that there was a good reason that they hadn't given that Paris. That was the Musar that he had said. Okay, I'll take a couple of Aras, and then we'll go to Halacha. Yes, Eliezer Shlomo.
I don't understand. If you say this is the first Aras, this is the first Aras. Either the first night or the second night, it can't be both. But by Meister, you can say either this is going to be, either this is the Meister, or if it's not, then this should be.
So that's not a tenth. Then you're saying either this is the tenth or this is the 11th.
Well, either way, I'm going to give both of these as carbon.
But that's not called a counting. It's not called a counting. That's what the rabbi said. It's not called a counting. Yes, Yisro.
How does Meister Behemoth work? Is it, do you bring it to the base of Midrash and it's sacrificed as like a carbon and then you eat from it?
Correct.
So,
the Kohen.
Right, and then but then you eat from it yourself. Meister Behemoth.
You give it to the Kohen. Are you able to eat with the Kohen?
Regardless, is it?
Yeah.
If it's stuffing Meister, then
in Yerushalayim.
If it's stuffing Meister, then isn't there also a chashash that you're bringing chulin into the Beis Hamikdash?
That comes back to our old sheet of Mikubetzas about chulin. Yeah, that's interesting. So you're raising. Why did the Gemara say Asir Vade? Not Asir Safek. At the end of the day, it should be a problem of Safek of Kutchin.
Right.
Outside of the tenth.
And also within Tosos, the tenth and the.
Right. So the Sheet of the Kubetzis that we had at the beginning of the Zman about when you had Safek Asham and so on and so forth. So that might be relevant.
That was about a person.
So, okay, and if not,
here we really.
And I hear your question. We have to look around to take a look. Guys, you're not in a rush. I can take more questions, and then we'll do halacha. Or how many guys are tired already? It's been a long morning. You vote. I'm willing to take some of these questions. Should we go to halacha first, or take questions afterwards? Questions now?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shimon.
Okay. Shaf question?
Yes.
It sounds like we have two contradicting prices. The first one says, Hasveikos Nafsum Adir is Asher, proving that you do give Maestro. The second one, Baya is
Lis Aser. Lis
Aser. Baya later proves that you don't. So, the first price sounds like you are high to give Maestro off Sveikos, while the second one says you don't.
That's right.
It sounds like they. So, how do you reconcile the two prices?
I want you to answer that question. I want you to work on it. And come over to me tonight, and if you haven't come up with an answer and you worked on it, so then we'll discuss it. Yes, Moshe.
Bias opinion would be that if it were not a suffix, Pater Kumbai by Suffix Bukhar, the Masha, if it were not a suffix, the worst of the Pater Kumbai, there would be a few of my students who brought it, there would be an issue. Other than Kulan, so, if it's a pattern, how about just get up the coins? If you're bringing to your son a shaft, you're just shafting the coins in. Regardless of whether you're patterning yourself from the moment of the coin, you're just shafting his hand. That's it, it's pattern, how about? It's a pattern, how about?
So, we see the coin doesn't have right sets, as far as proof.
Or we're saying, in Manashach, if we said that it was the pattern, how about, it belonged to the coin, it would belong to the coin, there would be no issue with it because you're not the pattern.
Rashi says that the case of Kabbat Echad Min HaMinuyin is like numbers 1 through 9, meaning Echad Min HaMinuyin jumped. What would be the case if, let's say, he's up to sheet number 15 and one of the Bechors jumped in? Why does Rashi feel a need to dafka say no? But then why did Rashi
say dafka that?
Yeah.
It's a nice question. I don't know. But the halacha is that it would be the same thing. It would also be suffering. It would be the same suffering, as far as I know. Yes, Josh.
What was this question? I
didn't understand. We'll discuss afterwards.
I know.
If you want to ask a question, ask a question.
No, exactly the same. My question.
Okay. You try again. Go ahead.
No. So we're saying that in terms of Meiser, if we're going to say that it is a behor by the suffix, then he's not actually making his
What do you mean if the
Suffix Heather Chamor is actually if it's actually a Bechor? So then we don't consider it as part of Maser. It doesn't need to be Maser because it's really the coins.
Correct.
So then in terms of being Pater Mammon by Mammon Cohen, you're not taking the coins of Mammon because there's no Maser here. That's what he's saying, right? First of all.
What you just said didn't make any sense to me. You are taking the coins of money. You're using the coins of money for your benefit.
No, but since
you guys have to explain to me after.
Not for Maser, though.
Since it's a Bechor, there's no Maser.
Okay. You're still stealing from the coin.
Yeah. Right, that's the question.
That's the problem.
Explain to me afterwards. I don't understand what you're bothered by. You explain to me afterwards. Explain to me. I don't understand. Let's, Ezra. Yeah.
Abaya's first Manasha, he's saying that Elatisha, right? Two, you have nine Bagas.
Yes.
I don't see how you could bring that Manasha when the price itself says has fake ghosts and find multiple fake ghosts. I'm not saying that to say, oh, there's nine Bagas, only one something. The wash on the price of the fake ghosts.
He's saying that even if there's the price is saying has sveikos and mesel adir is saying that there's plural sveikos. You're bothered at the end of the day, according to Abaye's original dechia, it's only one.
Just like a toast.
I understand your kashrut. I understand your kashrut. I don't know. It's a nice kashrut. Ezra's asking at the end of the day that this last guy, this last animal that's jumping back in, according to Abaye's original Dechia, was one. Yet, it says Hasveikos in the plural. It says Hasveikos in the plural. A nice catch. Okay.